弟兄姐妹，再次向大家问平安，大家好。
Peace to everyone。
我们今天来一起来看的这个题目是“无限的爱，活出永恒的关系”。
Today's topic is infinite love, living out eternal relationships。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们每一天都活在这个某种关系里面。
Brothers and sisters, we live in relationships every day.
家庭、婚姻、朋友、教会、同事、邻舍。
Like family, marriage, friends, church, colleagues, and neighbors.
好多种关系啊。
There are many, many relationships we need to manage.
你有没有发现有一件事，就是有些关系啊，让人很累。很紧张，需要小心翼翼的去维护的。
But have you noticed something? Some relationships are exhausting. They're stressful, and they require constant caution.
为什么
？Why?
因为我们常常的用的是用有限的方式在爱。
Because we often love in a finite way.
你对我好，我才爱你咯。
I will only love you if you're good to me.
你如果能够符合我的期待，那我就愿意啊，跟你保持关系。
And I will only keep a relationship with you if you meet my expectations.
哎呀，如果你改变，我才会原谅你的啦。
And I will only forgive you if you change.
是不是常常都在这种关系里啊？
Do we always live in relationships like this?
那这种关系其实好像一个交易哈。
This kind of relationship they look like a transaction.
你给我什么，我就回应你什么了。
I respond to you based on what you give me.
你不给，我也就收回了。
And if you don't give anything to me, then I'll take things back from you.
这种关系很脆弱，一旦失去平衡就破裂了。
Such relationships are fragile.And once unbalanced, they are easily broken down.
但耶稣呼召我们进入一个无限的关系。
But Jesus calls us into an infinite relationship.
是以永恒为基础，以基督为中心，以圣灵为能力的一种关系。
It's a relationship based on eternity, centered on Christ, and empowered by the Holy Spirit.
为什么人与人之间很难维持好关系
？Why is it so difficult to maintain good relationships between people？
有没有一种爱是没有条件的
？Is there a kind of love that does not depend on conditions？
有没有一种关系是不会破裂崩盘的
？Is there a kind of relationship that won't collapse？
耶稣的答案说是有。
Jesus' answer is yes.
让我们来看耶稣是怎么说的哈。
Let's see how he said about it.
在我们来看约翰福音，今天我们读的经文刚读的啊，13章的34到35节。
Let's look at John chapter 13, verse 34 to 35.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎么爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒。
A new command I give you, love one another, as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another.
我们都知道神要我们爱神爱人，对不对？
We all know that God wants us to love God, love people.
那当然要我们彼此相爱了。
And that's why he tells us that we should love one another.
但这边很重要的是你注意，是我怎么爱你们，你们也怎么相爱了。
The key point here is that how I have loved you, that's how you should love each other.
所以在这边耶稣不是简单的给了一个原则，而是他把自己当作了一个标准。
Here Jesus didn't just give a principle; he set himself as the standard.
那耶稣是什么爱的
？How did he love?
我们知道他在讲这话之前啊，他给门徒洗脚啊。
We know that right before he said this, he washed the feet of his disciples.
就是他知道彼得马上要否认他的、啊。
And he knew that Peter would deny him.
更是他知道那犹太等下要出卖他的。
And he also knew that Judas would betray him.
所以我们知道这个耶稣的爱不是一种反应，而是一个选择。
Therefore, you can see that Jesus' love is not a reaction; it is a choice.
不是因为对方值得他的爱，而是他选择了爱，他就是爱。
It is not because the other person is worthy of his love, but because he is love himself.
耶稣不是说，当你觉得值得的时候才爱。关系好的时候才爱。
Jesus didn't say, love only when you feel it's worth it, or only when the relationship is good.
也不是说等对方改变了才爱。
Nor did he say you should only love someone after they have changed.
而是说，像我爱你们一样去爱。
Instead, he said, love as I love you.
是一种牺牲的爱。
It's a sacrificial love.
是一种持续的爱。
Enduring love.
是不计算的爱。
Uncalculated love.
这不是一种策略啊，这是一种从里面流出来的生命。
This is not a strategy. It is life flowing from within.
也就是说，当我们这样彼此相爱的时候，众人就认出我们是主耶稣基督的门徒。
In other words, when we love one another in this way, then everyone will recognize us as disciples of the Lord Jesus.
再次声明，不是只是看我们大家、彼此好来好去而已哈，是人看到了我们之间的爱是基督的爱。
This is not to say that people see that we have a good relationship on the surface. No, this is that when they see that the love between us is the love of Jesus, that's how they know that we're disciples.
所以在这里我们强调我们不是在玩那种有限的游戏，在有限的关系里面，我们是活在永恒的生命里面。
We are then no longer playing the game of finite relationships. We're living an eternal life.
在我们教会的人，牧师天天都在讲爱哈。
In our church, our pastor talks about love every day.
为什么爱那么重要？
Why is it so important to love?
因为圣经爱在圣经中是放在核心地位哈。
Because love is the core of the Bible.
在哥林多前书十三章那边有把爱传述的蛮清楚的哈。
In First Corinthians chapter 13, there is a description of love.
今天我特别强调他那边讲到什么，爱是永不止息的。
And it especially said love never fails.
保罗继续有讲完了爱的定义，他继续讲了，方言也会停止，预言也会废去，知识也会过去啊。
Paul, after he made after he described what love is, he basically said that the tongues, when we speak in tongues, the tongues will cease, prophecy will pass away, and knowledge will pass away.
然后他最后讲什么？如今长存的有信、有望、有爱。这三样，其中最大的就是爱。
And he also tells us that now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
也就是说，在这里，属灵的恩赐也都会过去啊，都有期限的。
Here, it meant that even spiritual gifts have an expiration date.
我们今天所在意的能力、成就、影响力。甚至属灵的恩赐其实都是暂时的。
What we care about today, abilities, achievements, influences, and even spiritual gifts are actually temporary.
唯有爱不会结束。
Only love never ends.
为什么？
Why?
因为爱不是个工具哈，爱是神的本质，神就是爱。
Because love is not a tool. Love is the essence of God. God is love.
有一天你所有的成就都会过去，但基督的爱会存到永远。
One day all your achievements will pass, but the love of Christ will endure forever.
所以当你今天选择饶恕一个人，忍耐一个人，爱一个你本来觉得不够可爱的人，你不是在做一件小事哦，你是在做一件永恒的事。
So today when you choose to forgive someone, to be patient with someone, to love someone who is unlovable, you're not doing a small thing, you're doing something eternal.
但我们都知道这种爱不容易哈，不容易。
But we all know that such love is very difficult to achieve.
所以圣经上不只是来讲爱让我们明白啊，而且他告诉我们怎么样的，怎样的生命，这样的生命是需要操练的。
Therefore, the Bible not just tells us about love, it also tells us about how this kind of life requires a practice.
我们教会最近周五的查经刚好在查这个腓立比书哈。
So for our church, for the Bible study on Fridays, we're studying the book of Philippians.
在腓立比书第二章呢，神特别来呼召我们存谦卑的心，看别人比自己强，用我们追求合一以基督的心为心。
In the second chapter, it teaches us that we, in humility, value others above yourselves, and we should have the same mindset as Christ Jesus.
这不是个短暂的行为，这是无限的操练。
So these are not temporary actions, but infinite practices.
圣经直直地告诉我们，存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
In the Bible, Paul told us, in humility, value others above yourselves.
这话听起来其实，不是很自然啊，对我们，因为我们的本能是什么呀？人，我们保护自己，我们证明自己，我们与人甚至与人攀比哈。
This statement seems to be unnatural because our instinct is to protect ourselves, prove ourselves, and sometimes we even compare ourselves to others.
看这边，基督的生命不是这样子的哈。
But Paul said here that a Christian's life is the opposite.
因为这边圣经告诉我们要以基督的心为心啊。
Here, it tells us that we should have the same mindset as Christ Jesus.
在这里不是说个道德上的要求，这是生命来源的改变。
This is not a moral requirement. This is a change in the source of life.
基督的心是什么样的呢？
What is the mindset of Christ?
我们继续看圣经后，我们从圣经我们知道，继续说什么？他本有神的形象，却愿意倒空自己成为仆人，甚至顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上。
In the Bible, it tells us that he had the image of God, yet he emptied himself, becoming a servant.Even to the point of death, and died for us on the cross.
这是基督的心，这是基督所走的路。
This is the mindset of Jesus, and this is a path that he took.
谦卑不是一个表面的行为的技巧，谦卑是一个生命的态度。
Humility is not a skill; it is an attitude of life.
饶恕呢，不是一时的决定，是一种持续的选择。
Forgiveness is not a temporary decision. It is a continuous choice.
合一不是气氛好了才有，是刻意的去活出来。
And unity is not something that happens only when there is a good atmosphere, but something that is intentionally lived out.
你仔细想想看，人之间的关系，如果我们都常常自以为是，老是看人家的错，会有好的关系吗？
So think about this. When you are dealing with other people, if you always look at their things that they did wrong and things that they're at fault, do you think that you would have a good relationship with them?
你仔细想，在我们任何的关系之间，如果只要有来往我们的个性、我们的喜好，我们都不一样的，难免有摩擦，何况我们还会 make mistake， 就是我们不小心犯错。
If you think about it, we have different personalities, different characteristics. So even if we just have a normal relationship, we would have differences. Not to mention, sometimes we make mistakes, and this would make the difference or make it more difficult for us to have a good relationship.
所以如果我们不彼此包容，爱中彼此包容，如果我们不彼此宽恕赦免，我们怎么可能维持一个好关系？
If we don't accept each other in love, if we cannot forgive each other, how can we maintain a good relationship?
没有谦卑，没有饶恕，怎么可能合一啊？
There will be no unity if there's no humility, if there's no forgiveness.
所以，当你想抓住自己的立场，你有没有选择先听、先理解和先放下？
When it comes to that, when you want to hold on to your own positions or your own views, have you choose to listen first, to understand first, and to let go first?
只有我们愿意在爱中谦卑的时候，我们可能会做这样的选择哈。
Only when we are willing to be humble in love can we make choices like this.
这不是一次性的行为哈。
Therefore, these are not one-time actions.
这是每天的操练啊。
These are daily practices.
这是无限的操练。
Which is an infinite practice.
为什么？
Why?
谦卑是无限的，因为基督永远谦卑啊。
Humility is infinite because Christ's humility has no end.
饶恕是无限的，因为神永远饶恕你我。
Forgiveness is infinite because God always forgives.
合一是无限的，因为天国永远是合一的。
Unity is infinite because the kingdom of heaven is eternally united.
所以我们的生命，我们在永恒的生命，也是走在这样一条没有终点的路上。
Therefore, our life, which is an eternal life, is also on this endless journey.
所以这边我们讲的真理是什么？
So what is the truth?
真理是爱不是技巧，而是生命。
Love is not a skill. Love is life itself.
爱是永恒的价值，而谦卑、饶恕、合一是这生命的操练。
Love is has the eternal value, and humility, forgiveness, and unity are the practices of loving.
但我们常常即使明白了真理，却常常还是活不出来，对不对
？But often, we understand this, but fail to live it out.
回到我们每日生活中，我们仍然很容易跟人家斤斤计较了，我们也会受伤啊，我们要保护自己防备啊，我们也不愿意再付出了。
So back in our daily lives, it's easy for us to keep calculating, it's easy for us to get hurt or defensive, and it's easy for us to be unwilling to give again.
你知道为什么吗？
And why is this?
原因很简单啊，我们里面有运行的有两种爱的系统哈。
The reason is simple because there are two love systems operating in our hearts.
一个就是我们的本性，我们的老我，我们什么叫讲条件，我们会算计，我们要保护自己。
One is the old self, which is conditional, calculating, and self-protective.
但另外，我们从基督那边领受了新生命，那个永恒的生命，那个生命是要我们怎么样？我们无条件的爱，我们持续的爱，我们愿意给予的爱。
And then the other one is the new life in Christ, which is unconditional, which is consistent, and which is willing to give.
所以真正的挣扎不是要不要爱，而是用哪一种爱去爱哈。
Therefore, the real struggle is not whether or not we should love, but rather which kind of love am I living with right now.
我们下面把这两种爱啊，再给它稍微仔细说一说。
So let's look at the differences between these two kinds of love.
这个有限的爱就是我们有点像本性，像我们自然的去爱哦。我会爱你，如果你怎么样，点点点点点哈。如果你这样这样这样，我就爱你了。
So one is the finite love. Finite love is our most natural form of love, meaning I will love you if so and so and so.
你先改变啊，我就会原谅你了。
It is also you must change first before I forgive you.
如果你能够满足我的需要，达到我的期许啊，那我也愿意付出了。
And you must meet my expectations before I can give you something.
这种爱其实是个交换嘛，哈。
This kind of love is actually an exchange.
你给我才给咯。
You give, then I give.
你对我好，我才对你好嘛。
You are good to me, and I'm good to you.
结果是什么？
What is the result?
我们很容易受伤。
We are easily hurt.
我们很容易失望。
Easily disappointed.
我们很容易冷淡。
Easily becoming indifferent.
这种关系很容易破裂。
And the relationships are easily breaking
down. 因为只要对方没有达到这个标准，爱就停了。
Because as soon as the other person doesn't meet the standard, then love stops.
这就是有限的爱。
This is finite love.
是有条件的。
It's conditional.
是有期限的。
It's time limited.
是非常容易就结束了。
It's easily ended.
但是呼召我们，福音给我们，向我们进入的是一个完全不同的爱啊。
But the gospel calls us into a completely different kind of love.
我在这里称为它无限的爱。
We call this infinite love.
不是我们自然有的，是从基督了领受了基督，从基督了领受的新生命而拥有的。
Infinite love is not something we naturally possess. It comes from Jesus.
耶稣在圣经里告诉我们什么？我们爱是因为神先爱我们。
The Bible told us we love because God first loved us.
这很重要哈，所以我们不是自己能够产生很多爱，我们其实起开始是一个回应的爱，回应神的爱。
This is crucial because we don't generate love, we respond to love.
所以无限的爱是这样的。
Therefore, infinite love looks like this.
我爱你，因为基督先爱了我。
I love you because Christ first loved me.
我饶恕你，因为我已经被神饶恕了。
I forgive you because I have been forgiven.
我服侍你，因为耶稣先服侍了我。
I serve you because Jesus first served me.
所以这种爱的来源不是从对方，而是从基督。
The source of this love is not the other person, but Christ.
所以这爱不是在被对方来决定，而是被基督供给的。
Therefore, this love is no longer determined by the other person, but supplied by Christ.
想想当一个人伤害你了。
Just think about this, when someone hurts you.
那你想，这人不配我爱他，不配我赦免他。
And you would think, he doesn't deserve my love, he doesn't deserve my forgiveness.
这就是我们有限的爱的怀念啊。
This is a response from the finite love.
但无限的爱会怎么说呢？
How will infinite love respond?
我也不配。
I don't deserve it either.
但神仍然爱我。
But the Lord still loves me.
在那一刻，我们对这个人的回应就改变了。
At that moment, your response to that person would change.
有限的爱，计算得失。
Finite love, calculating gains and losses.
无限的爱，持续的给予。
Infinite love keeps on giving.
有限的爱，看对方值不值得。
Finite love looks at whether others are worthy.
无限的爱，看基督怎么爱我。
Infinite love looks at how Christ loves me.
有限的爱会问我能得到什么。
Finite love asks, what can I get?
无限的爱会问，在这个关系里，基督能被看见吗？
Infinite love asks, can Christ be seen in this relationship?
无限的爱不是没有界限啊，而是真理里面我们选择爱。
For infinite love, it doesn't mean that it is without boundaries, but it means that we choose love in truth.
无限的爱不是软弱，是从神那里来的力量。
It is not weakness, but strength from God.
所以你会发现，有限的爱是世界的系统。
Therefore, you will find, finite love is the system of the world.
而无限的爱是天国的生命。
An infinite love is the life of heaven.
问题不是对方值得不值得我们去爱。
The question isn't, is this person worthy of my love?
而是说，我现在活在基督的爱里吗？
The question is, am I living in the love of Christ right now?
只有当我们活在基督的爱里，我们才能活出那无限的爱。
Only when you live in His love can you live out the infinite love.
那我们怎么从有限的爱真的是实际活出进入这个无限的爱呢？
How then, can we move from finite love to infinite love?
下面我用三个实际 的建议的方式哈。
Yeah. I will suggest three practical ways.
用饶恕重新启动关系。
Let forgiveness restart the relationship.
我们常常看到，包括我们自己啊，有时候跟人之间关系好像卡住了。
Sometimes we see that relationships stop.
不是因为没有爱啊，而是因为有伤害，有伤好受伤。
It is not because of lack of love, but because of hurt.
在以弗所书四章那边有告诉我们，我们要我们怎么样？要我们彼此相爱，正如神在基督里饶恕了我们。要我们彼此饶恕，像神在基督里饶恕了我们。
In Ephesians, it tells us that we should forgive one another just as God forgave you in Christ.
饶恕不是因为对方值得，而是因为我们已经被饶恕。
We forgive not because the other person deserves it, but because we have already been forgiven.
所以很重要，神的儿女，你有没有常在神的面前感谢他的救恩呢？
So as God's children, do you often come to God and be grateful of His salvation?
很重要，神的儿女，你有没有常常在神的面前，在这圣灵的光照，让我们看到自己的不完全？
Do we always come to Him to see our own weaknesses?
有没有在我们在神的面前认罪悔改以后，神赐我们的平安，享受他对我们的宽赦
？Have we felt the God the peace that comes from God after our repentance and enjoy the forgiveness that He had given us？
福音是呢，要我们与神和好。
The gospel is for us to be reconciled with God。
基督徒领受了这个福音，是来与神和好，导致神的生命帮助我们与人和好。
And for Christians, after we reconcile with God, we will have this new life, which will help us to reconcile with others.
饶恕不是否认伤害，而是拒绝让伤害定义我们之间的关系。
Forgiveness is not denying the harm done, but it is refusing to let the harm define the relationship.
饶恕是你在神面前说：“主啊，我把这个人交给你，我不再让这个伤害控制我。”
Forgiveness is to say that, God, I give this person, I surrender this person to you because I will no longer let this harm control me.
为什么这是无限的
？And why is this infinite？
因为耶稣一直饶恕你与我吗
？Because Christ always forgives us。
所以当彼得问耶稣要饶恕几次的时候，耶稣说是70 times 7，不要计算了。
Therefore, when Peter asked Jesus how many times do I need to forgive these other people, Jesus told him it's 70 times.77 times, meaning numerous times. Don't calculate how many times.
你知道吗？当饶恕的时候，他释放了两颗心。
When forgiveness happens, it releases two hearts.
不只是对方的心，也包括了你的心。
Not just the other person's heart, but also yours.
因为饶恕恢复了。仇敌希望破坏我们的关系。
Forgiveness restores relationship that your enemies sought to destroy.
我常常听你说，圣经上告诉我们，神最讨厌的有六件，加上他更憎恶的有七件。那第七件，他最讨厌、最憎恶的就是与人使人纷争呐。
So in the Bible, it tells us there are 7 things that God hates, and the seventh thing, which is the one that He most hates, is someone who disturbs, who causes disagreements between people.
所以，当你因为种种不管是什么原因，你与人不和的时候，你要想你不要中了魔鬼的诡计哈。
Therefore, for whatever reason that you have a disagreement with other people, just remind yourself that don't fall into the trap of the devil.
你在那里生气。
If you're angry.
你在那里难过。
And if you're upset.
魔鬼在那高唱胜利的凯歌。
The devil is laughing.And he's happy that you are in such a status.
你在伤害对方，你更在伤害自己。
If you are hurting others, you're also hurting yourself.
你先想想，你有没有想到谁就觉得卡住了
？So think about if someone comes to your mind that person's relationship with you stalls.
你需要饶恕谁吗？
Is there anyone that you need to forgive?
让基督的爱重新的流动在你的心中。
Is there someone that you want to forgive so that Christ's love can flow again in your heart?
当我们愿意饶恕，关系就开始重新又打开了，愿意有了机会。
When we are willing to forgive, relationships begin to reopen, giving us another chance.
第二个我要说的是，用爱赢得人心。 而不是赢得辩论。
The second way I suggest is win hearts, not arguments.
常常我们其实很不聪明啊，我们没有想说怎么维护，就是修复这个关系，我们只是在想我怎么样赢啊。
Sometimes we're not as smart because all we were thinking was, how I can win without thinking how I can restore the relationship.
我很容易掉进一个陷阱啊，不管在家庭、教会和甚至公司啊，在任何的环境里面，我们容易掉进一个就是我们一定要对，我们一定要对哈、啊，我们要人家说我们对哈、啊。
It's very easy for us to fall into a trap, whether we're in the family or in the church or at work, which is, I must be right, and I need to prove to everyone that I'm right.
我们吵来吵，证明我是对的。
And that's what we do, to prove that we're right.
我常常讲，年纪大了，有时候忘东忘西啊，都不要忘记谁忘记关门了，谁忘记关火了，谁啊。他说是你，你就说是对，就是我忘记了就算了。
So sometimes when we get older, I start to think, there are many things happening. Sometimes, somebody forgot to turn off the gas. Sometimes other things happen. If people tells you, oh, you forgot to turn off the gas, that's okay. Just accept it. As long as we turn off the gas, you don't have to prove who actually did or did not do that.
生活中有时候真的是明明是可以喜乐度日的家庭，常常为了一些小事来吵来吵去啊。
We always fight for small things like that, whereas we could be a much happier family.
因为发现真的很愚蠢啊，我们为了辩论要赢，讲来讲去这些小事情，我们输了关系。
If we look at them, we can feel how stupid we are, because.We always want to be right on these small things, but we're losing in the bigger picture.
然后不止这些小事啊，有些事情我们就总是要认为这样子好，那样子好哈。我们常常就不小心，真的是自以为是，还硬得像一个臭石头一样，就是要来跟人家争。
Sometimes things may not seem that small, but we still want to prove ourselves right.And we still want to be arguing with other people how right we are.
刚刚腓立比书第二章不是告诉我们，只要存谦卑的心啊，个人看别人比自己强啊。
In Philippians chapter 2, it tells us in humility, value others above yourselves.
在这里不是说你什么东西没立场啊，而是说 come on。在神的爱里有智慧的活出你的立场，而不是在那里跟人家表面的争辩啊。
This is not to say having no position or no stance in things, but rather living with the right mindset to express your position.
尤其在家庭里哈。
And this is especially true in families.
因为我发现夫妻吵，或者你一直讲一直讲，对方都不吭声了。
When a couple argue, the more you argue, and the more reasonable you seem, the other one become more silent.
你以为你赢了？
Do you think you have won?
你输惨了。
You have lost hugely.
人家懒得理你了。
Because the other person didn't want to talk to you anymore.
关系都破了。
The relationship is breaking down.
这不但是 apply, 因为我在父母跟孩子之间也是的。
Similar situations happen between parents and children.
合一和睦不是说每一件事情和我们一样，而是在基督里面，在爱心里面，我们如何的对待。
Unity or harmony doesn't mean in that everything is done the same way, but rather that everything is considered based on the same principle in Christ.
有些人爱会让我们一定要胜哈，一定要争啊。
Sometimes we have to win in order to. Sometimes we have to fight in order to win. I mean, fight and love fights for winning.
但无限的爱是我们愿意在爱里面怎么样选择放下。
But infinite love chooses to let go for the sake of love.
你们想想，你在生命里面，你在哪一些方面你一定要赢啊，而不是在想怎么爱啊？
In what areas do you constantly prioritize winning over loving?
当我们学会不再争竞，什么都要赢的时候，我们的眼光开始改变了。
When we learn to stop striving to win, our perspective begins to change.
我们眼睛不只是看到事情啊，我们也看到人啊。
Because we stop focusing solely on things, we start to focus on people.
第三个呢，我是要说，把生命投资在会进入永恒的人的身上哈。
Therefore, the third suggestion I have is to invest your life in people who last for eternity.
我每天都把时间投资在某些事情上哈。
Every day we invest our time.
你投资在什么上啊？
What things do you invest your time on?
那耶稣告诉我们，你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
And Jesus told us, where your treasure is, there your heart will also be.
我们每天都在生命里，时间我们的生命啊，都在投资。你投资在哪方面啊？
Every day when we live, each day we're investing our time. Where do you invest it?
工作、成就、财富，这些不是说不要，但这些都会过去的。
Your work,Your achievements and your wealth, these are not unimportant, but they're all going to pass away.
但是人会进入永恒的。
But man will enter eternity.
有些关系是值得是永恒的投资的。
Some relationships are eternal investments.
我们的家人。
Our family.
我们教会的亲爱弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters in the church.
我们属灵的伴侣们。
Spiritual companionship.
这些关系会怎么样？会塑造你的生命，建立你的品格，影响你永恒的方向。
These relationships will shape your life, build your character, and influence your eternal direction.
当你回头看人生的时候，你会记得你爱过谁，你影响了谁。
One day, when you look back at your life, you will remember who you loved and who you influenced.
所以无限的爱是有智慧的把时间放在永恒价值的人的身上。
Therefore, infinite love means that to wisely invest your time to those of eternal value.
你们想想啊，神现在呼召你把你的时间投资在哪一位身上？
Think about it. Is God calling me to invest more in anyone around me?
无限的爱不只是一种感觉，爱是有感觉，但不只是，而是一个每天你做的选择。
An infinite love, it is not just a feeling. Love is a feeling. Partially is a feeling, but it is not just a feeling. It's a choice that you make every day.
你选择饶恕吗？
Do you choose to forgive?
你选择不去争赢吗？
Do you choose not to fight for winning?
你选择投资在人的身上吗？
Do you choose to invest in people?
如果你做这些选择，你就是把永恒活在现在，活在现今。
If you make these choices, then you are living eternity in the present.
让我们用基督无限的爱，活出他赐给我们的永恒的生命。
Let's live out the eternal life He has given us through Christ's infinite love.
我们 要记得一个很重要的一句话，永生不是死后才开始哈，永生是现在就活在神的生命里。
Brothers and sisters, we must remember this important thing. Eternal life does not begin after death. Eternal life is living in God's life now.
你今天怎么爱怎么活，就是活在永恒的生命里哦。
How you love and live today is how you live the eternal life.
当我们用基督的爱去爱时候，我们就正在什么？我们把天国带在地上。
When we love with the love of Christ, we are bringing the kingdom of heaven to earth.
我们建立会存到永远的关系。
We're building relationships that last for eternity.
我们让人看到了基督。
And we're letting people see Jesus.
这可能说我们这样的爱很难哈，很难。
You might say this kind of love is too difficult.
因为说实在不是我们的本性。
Because this is not human instinct.
但是这是我们的新生命，是神的本质，是要我们来效法，要学习，要操练的。
But this is our new life, and this is the essence of God's life, and this is what we need to practice.
看自己我们会颓丧，我们做不到。
If we just look at ourselves, we would be disappointed because it's hard for us to do. It's impossible.
但告诉你一个好消息。
But the good news is,
不只是靠我们的努力去爱，努力爱，而是基督在我们里面活啊。
It is not us, it is that we do this through the Christ in us.
在加拉太书二章二十节里面特别讲到，现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
In Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 it tells us, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
所以关键不是我能不能做到
？Therefore, the key thing isn't can I do it,
而是我愿不愿意让基督在我里面活出来。
It is, am I willing to let Christ live in me?
当你愿意踏出一小步
，When you're willing to take a small step,
一个饶恕
，an act of forgiveness,
一次放下。
A moment of letting go.
一次选择去爱。
A choice to love.
永恒就已经在你里面开始运行了。
Eternity already begins to work within you.
让我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父上帝，感谢你已经将永恒放在我们的心里。
Dear Heavenly Father,Thank you for set eternity in our hearts.
当我们活在这有限的爱里，我们计算，我们比较，我们防备的时候，求你圣灵的光照我们。
While we still live in finite love, we're calculating, we're comparing, we're guarding. Please enlighten us.
软化我们那刚硬的地方。
Soften the hard hearts.
医治我们那受伤的关系
，heal the wounded relationships，
恢复那些破裂的连结
，and restore the broken connections。
主啊，教导我们不再不是用这个有限的条件的爱，而是在用基督的爱去爱人。
Lord, please teach us not to love conditionally.But to love others with the love of Christ.
让我们学习饶恕。
And help us learn to forgive.
学习谦卑。
To be humble.
学会在关系中活出你的生命。
And to live your life in our relationships.
使我们的教会成为真实彼此相爱的群体，让人一看就知道这里有耶稣。
Let our church be a community of true love.For one another, so that people can see that Jesus is here.
主啊，我们愿意，你知道我们愿意，但我们知道自己靠自己是做不到。
Lord, we're willing, but we know we cannot do it on our own.
求圣灵帮助我们，让基督在我们里面活出来。
We ask the Holy Spirit to help us, that Christ may live in us.
让我们的生命成为永不止息之爱的见证。
Let our lives be a testimony to your unending love.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请我们起立，我们唱首回应的歌。 The Lord may His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Amen.